What other sports did you play?
Oh. For Gloucestershire, I ran. I played rugger, played cricket for the seconds. I couldn't take it up because I had the business at Sharp, and I just couldn't afford to go on. I realised that when I'd gone down to the nets and played for the seconds and that. I knew I couldn't go away from the business for, well, 10 days or even more at a time. I mean, I'd have had no business. What bit I had to do with the county cricket side in those days, I enjoyed very much. I thought some of the chaps were very nice blokes. I enjoyed Andy Wilson as a wicketkeeper. Andy was a wicketkeeper, and Charlie Barnett. I had quite a bit to do with those in those days, and enjoyed it very much.
Yeah.
Thought they were very nice blokes.
So you ended up just playing locally.
So I went on playing rugger, which was easier to do. I loved cricket. I loved cricket. I really did.
Yeah.
It's a very good game to play, but not a very good game to watch, I feel, at times.
Yeah.
I can imagine people saying they don't like cricket. It's boring. I can understand that, because it can be. I mean, I must admit, it can be. But as a player, if you bat and ball, which I did a bit, you're in it all the time, and it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Did you stay involved in rugby at all after you'd stopped playing?
Yes, I went up to the Thomas School and did a lot of coaching. Did it for years with a chap who's just died, whose funeral's about now, Howard Terrington.
Oh yes,
HLT.
Yeah.
HLT Terrington was a sportsmaster at the Thomas School in those days. And he was playing for Gloucester with me.
Yeah.
And I have a lot to do with Richard, always have had my old school. I've had a lot to do with them. And he said, hey, come on. He was a very good rugger coach too. Very good. Like this chap they got at St. Peter's at the moment. Terrington was a very good coach. Who came from under him? Mickey Booth? Oh, I could name a lot that played there under Terrington, Richard. Who he produced. And I used to go up every Thursday afternoon. And for a few weeks, not as long as I did by any means, I went up there for 3 or 4 years or more. Jack Watkins came up quite a bit too. And I enjoyed that. And I went, one day I was up there, and Terrington and other masters, the head and that, said to me, we want a picture of you and your England kit to go up here in the school. I said, you don't want that rubbish. You bring your England kit next week and you'll have your photograph taken. Well, I didn't take any notice of this. And I went up next week, I didn't have my kit. And there was this photographer chap from Jones's in Northgate Street, professional photographer. So I had to go home and get my kit and have my photograph taken.
We haven't really talked about your county career, have we? When did you first play for the county?
Well, I can't remember, to be true. Mm. But I know I played quite a few times, 20, I think it was, something like that. And two or three I cried off, obviously, because I was injured. But I enjoyed playing for the county. As I enjoyed playing for Gloucester, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Of course I did, I wouldn't have played. I enjoyed playing rugger, don't care where it was. Played one game on Aston Villa ground.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I played for a chap called Scorer, Randy Scorer. He was Lord Mayor of Birmingham, I believe, and he was on the Aston Villa board. And he was also on the English Rugby Union representing the Midlands. And he wished to put a game on, I think it was 51. And he wished to put a game on for, I don't know what it was for, cancer, I believe, or something. And he decided that, having gone into it, that it was too expensive to put a soccer game on. They wanted the players insured for so much. He said, mess it. And he could get Aston Villa ground, but he said, forget the players, I'll put a rugger game on. And, yes, we played in a floodlit game at Villa Park against the Midlands.
Yeah.
And there were quite a big crowd there, and it was quite a success. The French halfbacks came over to play. They flew over in a plane, because I remember he said, if we get up there at 4 o'clock or 4:30 to 5, we can have some tea before the game, set up at 7, which I did. Tom Price was playing. I don't know if JB was playing. I got a picture of it. I could send him a look at the picture. I'm not quite sure. And that they went over, the one chap flew the plane. He was a pilot as well, the one half back, the scrum half, I believe. And as he went over the ground, very low, he dipped his wings at about 5 o'clock, and we all rushed out to see him. He was coming into Birmingham Airport. Yeah. I remember that stand out very, very vividly with me.
Yeah. Any particular highlights you remember from county games?
Yes, oh, yes, one. Although I don't like talking about myself. It was Cornwall, down at Cornwall. Hellfire Corner, Red Ruth, when Cornwall had a good side. Yeah. Hellfire Corner. And Scott, the England skipper, was captain in the centre, and they had, a lot of blokes who you wouldn't really consider. Vic Roberts and these people who played for England, you wouldn't really consider, didn't play in Cornwall. But they all played for Cornwall at the time. And, they were all over us. They should have won by, 12, 15 points. Wouldn't have flattered them. And we had no kick for goal at all, nothing. It was a struggle to get into their half, never mind anything else. And it was 3-0. They got a penalty goal. And we were given a penalty. Some of the papers say 10 yards inside our own half. I wouldn't argue with that, but at least 5 yards inside our own half. There was a short line out, and the referee thought something had gone wrong, I don't know what. And our new time was up. 3-0, Cornwall. A draw would have taken us further forward. And we had a chap called Stan Waters playing for us in the centre, who's also, we used to call him Murder Ball. He could kick a ball, but he never took them for the county. They wouldn't. They always wanted. I always took all the kicks. I was kicking well in those days. Anyway, I saw this free kick coming and heard it, and I turned my back and walked towards the goalpost. I said, "Go on, Stan, you can have this one." I remember saying it. Go on, you can have this one. Go on. I don't want it, he said. I don't want it. And so I had to go. They were all calling me up, the Gloucester players, and I had to go. And I had to ask the crowd to move. Because they were, when you play Cornwall down at Red Ruth and Elfire Corner, they get on the goalpost to watch the game, never mind anything else. And they were sat on seats all around the ground, on seats inside, and there wasn't any run-up for this thing, you know. And I placed the ball, you see. I confused them all, and the blokes who were playing will tell you. I made the marking, and the ball was in a dippy in the ground. And I looked, I placed the ball, and the referee had said to me, "This is the last kick of the game. The game's all over at this kick." And I placed the ball, and I can remember it as if it was yesterday. I thought, "Bill, you can't kick it from that far, especially with a run-up. It was around a dippy in the ground, a dippy quite like that, you know." And I thought, you can't, boy. Your only hope is a drop goal. You can drop goals, go on. And I came back a little bit further to get me out the dippy, nearer the touchline. I could have only been a yard off the touchline. And I let go bang with all I had and hope for the best. And it went through the middle all the way with, quite truthfully, 20 yards to spare. I was as shocked as anybody. You didn't hear it. Nobody cheered. Nobody clapped. There was dead silence, except for me 14 pals who were on the field. Otherwise, it was dead silence. And I remember afterwards, walking off the ground, and Di Gent, who was reporting, said, "Well, that's the finest drop goal I've ever seen in all my life, Bill. Well done." I said, I think it's more luck than judgment, sir. I said, to die, only a little chap, scrum half he was.
Yeah.
And I can remember at the dinner, Keith Scott, who was a doctor, he's a doctor down in Cornwall, he was speaking as a captain, you know, afterwards. He said, I said to our chaps before the game, give away no penalties with Bill playing, give away no penalties from anywhere. He said, but I thought this one was safe. He said, and as I saw that ball come in, he said, I felt we battled all the afternoon, 18 minutes. He said, and I can remember his words, he said, I felt as if my guts had dropped out to see that ball come in where it did.
Yeah.
That was very kind of him. I thanked him afterwards, actually. I said, we wouldn't have said that. He said, I only said what was true. I said, well, it was most kind of you. And that was the one game for the county, because it drew it took us further on. We were the group champions from that game, which we wouldn't have been had we lost.
Yeah.
No.
A draw was all we wanted.
Yeah.
Never thought we'd get it, but it was all we wanted.
Yeah.
I was going to mention that game. I've got it written down here, in fact, because I read Digent's report.
On did
the
you?
Game. Yeah.
Oh, I read several. Yeah. You know, obviously yeah. one does. You know, and it was that or nothing.
And you went out in a semi-final replay at Northampton in the end.
Yeah, we went out to Northampton at the
East
end.
East Midlands, yeah, at Northampton.
Went out to Northampton at the end.
Mm. But it took a replay to do it.
It took a replay to do it. Yeah, yeah. It took a replay to do it. But Northampton, Leicester, they were very strong in those days, extremely strong, you know. So it was no disgrace, but it had been a disgrace we felt to go out in the Devon, Gloucestershire, Devon, Somerset, Cornwall, you know. We never liked to go out at that stage. That was something we didn't have to go out at.
Yeah.
I always felt that with county games, we didn't have to go out at that stage. I always felt that Gloucestershire should, don't know why I thought that, but I always did.